Ian and I have known each other for a long time. We've spent a lot of time kayaking together, rafting together. For a long time, we have been scheming about a 24-hour downriver race. Over the years, the idea started to change a little bit, and probably after gleaning some inspiration from Kevin Fedarko's book, The Emerald Mile, we decided that maybe what we should do is not look for a 24-hour downriver race where we're just going for distance, but we could look to a distance for time race where we were sprinting against the clock for a set distance to see how fast we could do it. And a great place to do that is the Grand Canyon.
I'm Ian Anderson and have been friends with the guys on the U.S. men's rafting team for a long time.
There's certainly an element of danger in going into the canyon as a single boat trip on an unproven raft design and running a trip where you're going to be moving through some consequential whitewater.
The first 150 miles of the canyon, we were on pace.
And made the decision to run right at lava. We dropped over the horizon line, rushed into the first feature in that rapid, hit it just like we intended to, ended up going through the next couple features just like we had intended to. But the last feature is a huge wave that comes off the right-hand shore. We are barreling down the second-to-last wave in a 48-foot-long boat, and the front of the boat pierces that last wave, and the spacing of the waves is such that we're still driving down one wave, and the front of the boat is being driven deep underwater into the next wave. And the force of the tube trying to float up against the frame in the front right corner of the boat was just a little too great for the frame to take after a full day of being beaten and bashed around in the other rapids that we went through.
I was basically completely underwater and resurfaced, heard this loud crack, and then what sounded almost like a jet engine, and quickly realized that that was one of the tubes losing air. And it became very clear at that point in time that we weren't going to break the record. We all felt a little deflated. We also knew that we wanted to get this thing done as fast as we possibly could. We kind of mounted back up onto the boat and kept on rolling.
At some point you realize that you've got to just keep going, right? You've got 100 miles to go. The 100 miles isn't going away. It's not getting shorter. You just flip that switch.